A military jury has found U.S. Army Sergeant Hassan Akbar guilty of murder and attempted murder. Akbar was court-martialed for attacking his own unit as it prepared to invade Iraq in 2003. Closing arguments were heard in the case this morning, and the jury returned its verdict quickly. NPR's Adam Hochberg is at Fort Bragg, where the trial took place. And Adam, tell us first what the jury found. Was it guilty on all counts?
It was guilty on all counts, and significantly, the jury found Akbar guilty of premeditated murder. That premeditation is significant because in this case, Akbar could only receive the death penalty if the jury found that his actions were premeditated, if he planned this attack in advance. If they found it was a spur-of-the-moment attack, he could have only received life in prison. But the jury did find that it was a premeditated attack, and therefore Sergeant Akbar will be back in court next week for the sentencing phase of this trial, and he could be put to death for the crime.
Now, I understand that to back up that charge of premeditation, prosecutors talked about the actions of Akbar wanting to achieve maximum carnage in the attack.
Indeed. The attack took place about 2 years ago in the desert of Kuwait, just before the Iraq War began. Sergeant Akbar, in the dark of night, cut power to an area where several soldiers were sleeping in tents on the desert sand. He cut the power off so that it would be dark, and then he rolled grenades into some of the tents where the soldiers were sleeping, and then fired his rifle at some of the soldiers who got up. They thought they were under attack from the enemy, but they were actually under attack from one of their own colleagues. Two people were killed in the attack, one of them an Army captain, one of them an Air Force major, 14 others injured. The defense team, Akbar's defense team, did not challenge the fact that he was responsible for the attack. He admitted that he was the one who lobbed the grenades and that he was the one who wielded the rifle. But they said that he didn't plan the attack in advance. In fact, they said that he was mentally ill and was not mentally capable of planning the attack.
Now, Akbar is Muslim, and I understand that figured in his defense.
He is, and it figured in a number of ways. It figured both in the defense and the prosecution, as a matter of fact. The defense said that given Akbar's mental illness, or what they claim to be mental illness, that he was distraught over some remarks, some jokes he had heard other soldiers make about Iraqis, about other Muslim people. There was one remark that especially upset him. He heard some soldiers say that they were going to go into Iraq and rape Iraqi women, and he was so upset about that that he called his commanding officer and said, "Are we really going to do this?" His defense team said that because of his mental illness, he took these things perhaps more seriously than he should have and saw them as a personal threat both to him and to other Muslims. On the other hand, the prosecution painted Akbar as somebody who was a religious zealot. They said that he was more of a Muslim than he was an American. They said that he was an ideologically driven, hate-filled murderer. They said that he was more interested in defending Islam than defending America.
Adam, Sergeant Akbar's father released a statement before this verdict came in. This is not something that the jury saw. What did that statement say?
Sergeant Akbar's father talked about the harassment that he said his son was a victim of by other soldiers in his unit. He was the only Muslim in his platoon, and he said that his son regularly had to listen to taunts from the other soldiers about being dark-skinned, about being Muslim, about we're going to go in and we're going to kill people like you. As you say, this was not something that was introduced as evidence during the trial, but it was a statement that Sergeant Akbar's father gave to the news media, and the sergeant's father said that that kind of harassment, that those kinds of taunts were among the things that caused his son to snap.
And as you've said, this case now moves on to the penalty phase. This is something the military hasn't seen in quite some time.
Yeah, it's been about 10 years since there's been a death penalty conviction involving a U.S. serviceman. And the last death sentence that was carried out in the military was about 40 years ago in the early 1960s. Sergeant Akbar, if he is sentenced to death, would join five other servicemen who are now on the military's death row.
Adam, thank you very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Adam Hochberg in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, where U.S. Army Sergeant Hassan Akbar was convicted today in a court-martial, found guilty of murder and attempted murder. The penalty phase for his case begins on Monday.